Morning, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audioboo, actually. Today isn't one of my good days, if I must admit. Oh, I've got a really bad sore throat, and I'm just feeling a bit crap, basically. It's one of those things, you know, they come and go, you know. But I just, hopefully I'll feel better soon. What I was going to talk about today is I was going to bring up the topic in more detail of migraine. Migraine is a condition that I suffer from. I suffered from it for about the last 10 years, maybe. I'd say more, actually. Probably 15. It's kind of... It comes, you know. It's always there in the back of my mind thinking... Oh, I have to prevent a migraine. And how am I going to prevent it? I try and prevent it several ways. I try and take tablets each day to try and limit it. They're tablets that originally were made for people who suffered from seizures. And people then realised people that suffered with seizures also... found that they reduce their migraines, so now they're used for people who suffer from migraine as well. So they're a beta blocker tablet. So basically I take those every day. Over the last few years we've differentiated and changed and tried to lower the amount of these beta blocker tablets I take. And I used to take a different tablet as well, but I've cut that out. I take these in the morning usually. I also am very, very strict about my diet and foods I consume, and I make sure that I eat enough. If I don't eat enough, or I skip a meal or something like that, or you just don't have time and you're rushing around, that could bring on one. It's usually what happens with migraine. It's usually not just that you've skipped a meal. It's normally like a combination of a few things, like you haven't slept very well, you're stressed, you're on your period, you haven't eaten. I know another one is bright lights. Sunlight is a big issue for me. If I feel that I hit, if I'm outside and the reflection of the sun hits the car or hits my eyes or something, it can really have a really bad effect on me. And that can bring one on. Now you might, if you don't suffer from migraine, you don't maybe understand the implications of it. What happens usually with me, and I can only talk for myself, everyone's experiences is somewhat different. I basically have vision issues. That's the kind of aura, they call it, A-U-R-A, that I get before I get a proper migraine. So I get this aura, which is can last 5 minutes, it could last 15 minutes, it could last an hour, it could last longer. And basically what happens is my vision is very impaired. I can't see properly. It's like there's lines, it's like, you know, there's lines going across your eyes. And it's like wavy lines, it's horrible. And that can go on for a period of time. And then eventually when that goes, the head is pounding and I feel sick. Feel tired, I'm yawning, I just feel generally really bad. And that feeling can go on for an hour, it could go on for a day, it could go on for a couple of days. You just don't know. And the problem is when you do suffer from migraine, a lot of tablets that you can get tablets to prevent them, you can get tablets that you take for when you get one, and they're all very expensive. And they're not available over the counter. I've tried the ones that are available over the counter and they don't really work on me, so I have to go to the doctor for a prescription to get the tablets and stuff. And it's difficult. It's expensive. I'm always alert that I want to stop them. And migraines are horrible, really are horrible. I can't eat cheese, I can't drink red wine, I can't drink certain beers, I can't have chocolate, I can't have caffeine, I can't have cheese, have I mentioned that? I can't have a lot of things. And I know if I do have one of those things, I just suffer for so long. So people say, oh, they don't eat chocolate for a couple of, you know, days or Lent or something. I can't eat chocolate at all. Easter is a non-event because I can't eat chocolate. I can't consume it. Today there was a cake sale in work for a charity, and I'm conscious of, I don't know what's in it. Could they have put something in it? Could they have put chocolate in it? Could they have put caramel? Could they have put whatever? So I just choose not to participate. And people might say, oh, she's being really rude not participating in a charity cake sale. But I really can't. And I really don't know what's in it. And I'm not going to suffer a migraine just for a charity. I'm sorry, I'm not. So if you do have any questions on migraine, or you'd like some more information on it, or you know someone who's suffering, or you yourself are suffering and are looking for tips or help or anything, you can feel free to talk to me. I'm always here. I've suffered for a long time. I've gone to the specific migraine clinics in Dublin, and I've gone to them, and we've tried to narrow it down to know what my major big triggers are. I probably don't know all my triggers, but I know there's ice cream is another one that I'm a bit skeptical of, because they say a lot of dairy produce can cause it, and I've had them when I've had ice cream before, and I do miss chocolate. I do miss drinking red wine. I do miss having a glass of Coke. I miss having a cup of tea, but I know nothing is worth me being sick and having migraines. And when you have migraines, you just feel absolutely awful. And there's times when I have them that get really down because I'm sick of having them. I just want them to go away. I want them to go back to how it was before I used to get them, because I didn't suffer all my life. But they do say it comes with certain periods of your life. Your hormonal, your levels of hormones and stuff are up, and they are just really, really difficult. And then I've touched on this before, when people think it's just a headache, and it's not. It's so much worse. And it's got to the stage where I know I can't keep going home from work, so when I get one, I have to sit it out, and that's not easy. You know, I think to myself, oh, I'd love to be able to go home and relax and take it easy at home. But I know if I get really stressed and if I get really ill, I have no option but to sit it out, so to speak, and just try and load myself up with tablets and hope the migraine plays ball and eases off. You know, and that isn't easy either. But I'm hoping against hope that sometime migraines will subside as I get older and will not affect me as much. I don't think they're as bad as they used to be, because I know the triggers. I know what not to eat. And I know people laugh at me and say, oh, if you order a pizza or something and you order without cheese, well, that's not pizza. But that's all I can have. And I'm so cautious of trying to stop myself eating things that could cause something, that I build myself up to being so focused on that. And I don't care if people laugh or people joke and say, oh, well, why don't you eat cheese? Oh, here, have a chocolate. You know, have a square chocolate. It's not going to make any difference. It is. And nothing to me is worth going through hell just to have a bloody piece of chocolate. I mean, believe me, I used to love chocolate, but it's just, it's so not worth it that it's astounding, really. You know, I used to go through hell. I used to love Easter. I remember the first time I noticed what the migraines were. I, obviously, it was around Easter. You get Easter eggs. I had an Easter egg. That was fine. And I'll admit, I didn't really know what migraine was. And I was complaining to my mum that I couldn't see properly and my vision was bad, and she was getting worried and I was feeling sick. And she said to me, well, we'll go and make an appointment with the doctor. And I went to the doctor, and the doctor said to me, went through the symptoms, said, oh, you're suffering from migraine. And I said, how could I be? I'd had chocolate for years with no effect. I'd had Coke for years with no effect, and I just couldn't understand it, but I suffer with it now. It's come on me, and I just have to accept that's the way my life is gone, and just live it. It could be a hell of a lot worse. It does make me think, when you're having all these migraines, jeepers, I hope there's not a tumor or something up there, or something, or, you know, brain, the blood isn't leaking, or whatever. But it, you know, I just know that there are people who suffer a migraine are more susceptible to tumors and brain tumors and things like that. If we're all going well, I'll be okay. I think my last migraine was last weekend, last Sunday, I think it was Sunday, yeah. And it just kind of ruins the whole thing, because it makes you feel like crap basically for the whole day, and you just feel like your whole day is ruined. So basically, well, I had to go into the other room and go into the darkness and sleep it off. And when I did get up, which was like about 3 hours later, I did feel a lot better, so at least that was something. But as I say, migraine is difficult. If you do have any questions at all, I mean, I have no problem helping anyone or talking about it. Or if you know someone or you're concerned yourself, you can either send me a message on Audioboo, you can send me a message or a tweet on Twitter. I'm at twitter.com/SundayTwist, all one word. And I'm here at any time if you want to talk about anything at all. So I think I've got about this enough. It's about 12 minutes or something now. But like I say, if you do know anyone, or you want to talk about tablets or things you can, foods you should avoid, or foods that are triggers, or you want to talk about tablets you should try, or what you should tell your doctor, or anything at all, feel free to send me a message, send me a tweet, and I'd love to discuss it with you, because it is a keen interest of mine. I've suffered for many years now, and if I can help anyone like people have helped me, that would just be amazing and something that I'm totally interested in doing. And maybe one day there'll be a cure for this, and that we'd be able to eradicate migraines from our daily lives. That would be brilliant. But I guess, as you know, they're obviously working on tablets, and these tablets I take, they don't completely prevent them, because that's not possible. But in my opinion, they lower the amount of migraines I get, and believe me, that is a really welcome relief. So if you want to talk about it at all, you know where to find me. I'm open to any communication anytime. And if there is something that you want me to cover on these audiobooks, again, contact me, and I have no problem covering anything you guys want me to cover, because this is my audiobook and this is a channel that I can talk about what I want to talk about. And if you wanted me to talk about something, again, shoot me a message, and I'll cover whatever you want me to talk about. And if you have any opinions about this audiobook, you can make a comment on Audioboo. You can also log in with your Twitter details in the Audioboo website, and you can leave a comment that way. And it'd be really cool if more and more people joined Audioboo, so we could all listen to each other's clips. Anyway, this has gone on way too long, and you probably all have switched off by now. But I just wanted to thank you for listening, and thank you for any comments you may make, or any messages I get. And if you know anyone suffering from migraine, feel free to let them listen to this. It might help them as well. So until the next time, as I don't want to get cut off, I think my cut off point is 15 minutes. So I'm going to chat to you guys really, really soon. And if you do have any comments, please leave them either on Audioboo or on Twitter. And I'll try and get back to you as soon as I can. I hope you have a good day. Take care. Bye.